Listening Library presents Magic Treehouse Merlin Missions, Book Number 13, Moonlight on the Magic Flute. This is Mary Pope Osborne.
Chapter 1. To the Summer Palace. Jack was sitting at the computer in the living room. He was doing research on penguins for a school project. His mom and dad were cooking in the kitchen. Jack could smell bread baking in the oven and spaghetti sauce bubbling on top of the stove.
Jack!
Annie burst into the living room.
Come with me, she said.
What's going on? Said Jack.
They're here, said Annie.
Teddy?
Kathleen? Asked Jack. Annie nodded, her eyes shining.
Oh, man,
Jack whispered. He jumped up from his chair and grabbed his jacket and backpack.
Mom, Dad, we'll be back soon, he called.
Dinner's in 30 minutes,
their mom called from the kitchen.
No problem, said Annie.
Then she and Jack headed out the front door into the cool spring air.
Where did you see them? Said Jack.
At the edge of the woods, said Annie.
I was riding my bike home from my piano lesson. When they saw me, they waved.
You didn't stop and talk to them? Said Jack.
No, I pointed to the house, said Annie.
To let them know I had to get you first.
Oh, thanks, said Jack. We'd better hurry.
I wonder where they're sending us,
said Annie, as they crossed their yard and headed up the sidewalk.
I wonder what our next mission is. Hey, did you bring the wand of Dianthus?
Yep, it's in my backpack, said Jack.
Jack and Annie ran into the Frog Creek woods. They hurried through the shadowy light of late afternoon until they came to